The Book Club at 91.7, WVXU and WMUB. Good morning, I'm Mark Purcell. A national bestseller now revised with some new thoughts. It's called The Joy of Less, A Minimalist Guide to Declutter, Organize, and Simplify by Francine Jay. She's the founder of Miss Minimalist. You may have read some stuff online about her practices, and you're going to learn more about it because this newly updated book has some great ideas to help you simplify and declutter your life. And this is not a crash diet. Francine Jay, welcome to the Book Club at 91.7.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
The Joy of Less. Talk about your road to becoming Miss Minimalist, because minimalist, I'm, of course, oriented towards art, so minimalism is a mostly blank canvas with just a little bit of expression there. But a minimalist life is something I think that's a lot simpler than a lot of people think.
It is, actually, and it's interesting that you mention a blank canvas, because I think it's wonderful to start like that and simply add the things to your life that you find to be most useful or most beautiful, the things that bring you joy. So it's really curating our lives to include the things that are most important to us. For myself, I became a minimalist after a long-distance move in which my husband and I dragged an entire moving truck of boxes across the country, half of which we never unpacked, and said, why are we doing this? Why do we keep dragging all this stuff around everywhere we go? And we decided that we were only going to live with the essentials and get rid of the excess once and for all. We had been traveling quite a bit, and whenever we traveled very lightly with only a carry-on each. And we had such a wonderful feeling of freedom that we could go anywhere, do anything, and we didn't have to drag around a lot of stuff. And we wanted to bring that same feeling of freedom into our everyday lives.
Well, a lot of people think, and you say it in the book, they think of minimalism as being empty. I like that empty canvas, but that's not necessarily the case.
No, I don't look at it as empty so much as I look at it as space. And I think in our modern lives, when we're so busy and we have so much vying for our attention, that grabbing a little bit of time and space is actually quite a luxury. And it can actually be more important than bringing more stuff into your life and more consumer goods. I think there's actually a premium now on creating some time and creating some space.
Well, stuff and stress go hand in hand, and you point out that we're, you know, among that cacophony we face each and every day, it's a, you know, that buy. You need to add this to your life. Add this to your life. Add this to your life. And before we know it, it gets carried away. And part of what you talk about in The Joy of Less is the fact that you can save money, save time, save the environment by being a minimalist.
Definitely, there are so many benefits. And actually, I think just hearing you have the permission to want less. You don't always have to have more or do more or buy more. It's okay to want less. It might even make you happier. And I think that's really valuable and kind of liberating for some people to hear.
And among the things we have, you send me in so many directions as I was reading The Joy of Less, Francine, because of the clutter in my life. And I think about all those in the office, all the ballpoint pens I have. When I look at my desk, you talk about, you know, horizontal filing space. You know, horizontal space is kind of the enemy because we just stack stuff on it. There are so many different things to think about when it comes to decluttering. And this isn't just getting rid of everything. This is assessing what you have.
It is. It's assessing what you have, asking if those things bring value to your life. Are they worth the space and attention that they take up?
I'm talking with Francine Jay, founder of Miss Minimalist, about her book, The Joy of Less, A Minimalist Guide to Declutter, Organize, and Simplify, the national bestseller, now revised. And I wanted to ask, you know, this was self-published to begin with and really took off. Were you surprised that there were so many minimalists to be or want to be's out there?
I was very surprised. I started my blog in 2009 and never expected to have more than a handful of readers. And it just snowballed from the beginning, and I was receiving hundreds of emails a week from people who wanted to downsize their lives, streamline their lives, and they were hungry for information on how to do this, how to declutter, how to live a more minimal life. And they started asking me for a how-to guide on the topic, and that's why I wrote the book. So it was wonderful. It grew organically from my community, and I was just very, very much surprised by the overwhelming positive response to the topic.
So how much, you know, research or practice did you have to put into this, Francine, before you became Miss Minimalist? You know, it seems that there is a lot of thinking and the philosophy behind the joy of less. What was it like for you to put this together?
It actually was very easy for me because it was a lifestyle that I had been living for about a decade before I even started my blog. So I had been slowly decluttering. This was part of my life, part of the way I lived. And the techniques that I developed were the ones that I found most efficient for me, the ones that I found to be the best way to declutter, the best way to rid my life of these things that weren't useful or beautiful or bringing me joy. And I kind of internalized all that, and I started giving advice to family and friends who asked, and then that blossomed into giving advice to readers who asked. So it wasn't like I really even had to do a lot of research. I was writing about the way I was living and the techniques I'd learned in the process.
Well, you talk about the streamline method in The Joy of Less, and I'll just run through. This goes right down the list as you spell out streamline, and we'll hit some of the highlights. But it's start over, trash, treasure, or transfer, reason for every item, everything in its place, all surfaces clear, modules, limits, if one comes in, one goes out, narrow it down, and everyday maintenance. And I love how it is start over at the beginning, and you tell us that the best way to get started over is to empty everything out.
Yes, start over with a clean slate. Completely empty the contents of the room or drawer or closet you've decided to work on. And then you want to carefully consider each item in turn and decide if you really want to return it to the space. I think that decluttering is so much easier when you're deciding what to keep rather than what to toss.
And the second one, the trash, treasure, or transfer, that's where the hard part, I think, of decluttering comes in, when you're trying to decide what to do with something. And I love these categories because they're very distinct and they do make you consider everything.
It does. Trash, obviously, is anything that's not useful to you or anyone else. Things that are broken, worn out, beyond repair. I'm not sure how these things hang around in our households, but they do. And treasure is really, it's asking which items are those we find truly useful or beautiful that make our life easier or that bring us joy. And then I think a really important category is the transfer pile. We have a lot of perfectly good items that are just no longer good for us. And I always say, do good with your decluttering. Donate them, give them away. Something that's been sitting in your home, unused and unloved, can bring a great deal of joy to someone else.
We go through reason for every item and everything in its place to all surfaces clear. And this is one I know I struggle with all the time, Francine. All surfaces clear, meaning, you know, that desk, oh, not mine, or the kitchen table, or any horizontal surface for that matter.
Yes, the important thing is to remember that surfaces are for activity, not for storage. So we want to make sure that dining table is reserved for dining, the kitchen counter for cooking, the bed for sleeping. These are not surfaces to pile up stuff. When we do pile things on these surfaces, our homes just don't function as well as they should.
Well, we'll go through the modules to limits, and this was very valuable, I thought, as well when reading The Joy of Less, because you do have to realize limits, and limits can mean any number of things.
Yes, limits are a great way to gain control over your stuff. And the idea behind limits is that for each category of possessions you have, you'll determine that you'll only keep a certain number or what fits in an allotted space. For example, the DVDs that will fit on a certain shelf, or sweaters that will fit in a certain drawer, or maybe you'll own no more than a dozen pair of shoes. It's putting this limit on what you own so that as you bring in new things, you'll be able to give up old things that aren't satisfying you as much. So it really helps to keep your possessions from overflowing.
Well, Francine Jay, author of The Joy of Less, A Minimalist Guide to Declutter, Organize, and Simplify. This is a book show, and you talk about it, and it hit, just stabbed me in the heart in The Joy of Less when you talk about limits to books.
Of course, I know. That's the hard part for me as a writer as well.
but explain how we should approach our collection of books, though I will not promise I will practice this.
Again, what I've done is I have a bookshelf for those books that I treasure the most. They're the ones that I intend to read again, to reference again, the ones that I love to sit down with. A lot of us keep books just because we've read them. Let's put it up there to show that we've read them. It's hard to give them up, but if you're not really going to revisit the information or enjoy them in your life again, it's time to let them go out into the world and bring joy to somebody else. And I actually make pretty good use of digital books as well.
If one comes in, one goes out, well, there's a way to control the books there. Narrow it down, and everyday maintenance, trying to put this minimalist approach to practice, because that is something that will help you remain decluttered. I mean, we all have the purge that happens every now and then, but you say it's all in the practice and that everyday maintenance that helps things.
It is. We really need to be good gatekeepers for our homes. We need to keep stuff from flowing in. So when we're out shopping, we really want to be mindful about what we're bringing back to our house, about what we're buying. I say you always should ask why before you buy. Really think deeply about it before you just hand over your credit card or your cash and have to deal with yet another item in your home. And keep an eye on clutter hotspots like that coffee table or desk or kitchen counters. Clear them off before they become a problem. What I like to do with my family each night is what I call the evening sweep. So after dinner and before bedtime, and I have a 4-year-old who's involved in this as well, we actually just go through the house, and anything that's out of place, that's lying on the coffee table, or toys that are on the floor, or the junk mail that got left on the kitchen counter, all gets put away in that 10 or 15 minutes we take to do that in the evening. And it's wonderful because it really keeps things from building up. There's only so much clutter that can pile up within 24 hours.
Well, I love your one bit of advice, and be a borrower. So if you're going to go ice skating, you know, you don't go out and buy a pair of ice skates. I mean, rent a pair, or for those activities you only do once, be a borrower.
Exactly. Use your library if you're a book lover, or even some of the more novel ideas, like using a tool library for those ladders that you might not use all the time, or other big tools. There's ways to use things without having to own them. And I think that's a wonderful part of our sharing economy.
So Francine, what have you learned since the previous edition of The Joy of Less? As I said, it's new content in here. What have you added to The Joy of Less, A Minimalist Guide to Declutter, Organize, and Simplify?
The most important thing is the family chapter. When I wrote the first version of the book, I was married but did not have any children. And now I have a 4-year-old daughter, and it completely changes the dynamic of the household and what's in it and how we declutter it. So I've learned a lot about how to get your family on board, how to make decluttering and minimalist living acceptable and an actual enjoyable part of life for them as well. And I was really excited to share that in the new version of the book.
Well, you also include for each room approaches to declutter and simplify life, each of the rooms in your house. What do you think is the hardest room to declutter for folks?
Oh, I think it's so personal and it's different for everybody. If you're a cooking enthusiast, it's probably going to be your kitchen. If you love clothes, it's going to be your closet. And, you know, some people just can't get a hold of the things that they stash in their garage or their attics or their basement. So it's really a very personal question, and that's why I wanted to address each individual room in the book, because you can actually go to that chapter that you're having so much difficulty with and get very specific techniques for dealing with it.
Well, maybe I won't mess with my bookshelves, but maybe I will pick a particular room and focus on that, Francine. But thanks for your time, and thanks for all the tips.
Sure. Thank you very much for having me. It was so great talking to you.
Francine Jay, founder of Miss Minimalist and author of The Joy of Less, out in a new edition. The Joy of Less, A Minimalist Guide to Declutter, Organize, and Simplify. Details about the book and Francine's work at our website, wvxu.org. This is The Book Club at 91.7.